Start your day at 2:08, Rabbi Yoel, Pinchas Levi.
I was smoking. When we work backwards, in this week's parsha, the last parsha of this week's parsha is Tzitzis. I think it's more than normal that some time should be spent on the mitzvah Tzitzis. The asked the kasha a simple question that he asked the kasha, are you talking that clothes in his times already don't have every normal coat, doesn't have tzitzis? The reason they should have tzitzis, says the Yosef asked the kasha, because it seems in even their times they used to have a corner, the two collars, and at the bottom of the used to be another two corners, and therefore you have four corners, arba kanfes, and of arba kanfes you mechuyif tzitzis. So you ask the kasha, are you talking that we don't put tzitzis? The interesting thing is, Rabbi Yosef didn't have a tzad. Perhaps it's a mistake. And we have to put on tzitzis. Today, and a lot of times you see people hang up tzetlach l'hasa michshel. They've discovered America, there's a new problem, never existed. And the Rabbi Yosef didn't halt so. Rabbi Yosef saw l'ro'isim o'olam no'igim kach. I never saw that the world should be makpid on a normal coat. The coat has four corners, and the Yosef is mushing himself, why don't we wear tzitzis? And the Yosef himself has two suggestions. The first suggestion, he brings down the same, the Maracha Zorua, that the mitzvah we say is atef batzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is ituf. Ituf is to wrap ourselves around, which in the olden days people's clothes used to be that way. They used to wrap themselves around. There was no sleeves. The sleeves stayed underneath. It was on top of the arms. And therefore, something which is lis'atif, something which can be used as wrapping ground, on that you put tzitzis. Something which can't be wrapped around, because the way a coat works, it's what is in the front, and which is in the back is in the back. So therefore, it doesn't have a din of a beggar which is chayv betzitzis. As ishtet macha zorua, because the tnai is we need ituf. It needs the ability. It doesn't need that we wrap ourselves around. That's why when we put on the talis every time before, when we make the brachas, kol atifa sheinka atifa sishmeil emeina atifa, we put it on our heads, and we wrap ourselves around, faket, we do something similar to ituf, to wrapping it around, and on that we make the bracha. So therefore, something which doesn't have that ability, since the sleeves of ma'akev, that the whole coat is worn in a specific way, therefore you don't have to put on tzitzis. And one of his kashas is that the Beis Yosef is not happy with our teretz, because he says that the talis cotton which we wear is also not something which we can make it of. The emesis is nishtas v'pashut, because the talis cotton, normally every normal talis cotton which we wear, is normally something which has, it's two, it's normally made one for the front, one for the back. But since it has a hole in the middle where the snack goes in, the etzin can be worn in any direction. And that is enough for the Shem Itov, it's Itochen, and the Itov is enough that it can, as long as it can be worn in any direction, it's enough to be make Itov. So then that will be a teretz on the kasha where we don't make on our normal coats. So our normal coats have four corners in the front. We should be making putting tzitzis. The answer is you don't make Itov, it can't. That's one teretz. The Yosef himself says says big chiddush. The state al kamfei v'gdeim. It's a something which is used as a clothes. And the baged, Beis Yosef said, is something which a person uses to cover himself or to warm himself up. And he said a coat is made l'chvoidoi. A person wears a coat, even though at home he doesn't walk around with a coat. And the reason he doesn't walk around at home with a coat is because it's not something which needs to be mechase its guf. And still, we go out, we put on a coat. So he said the baggage is not used as a normal, which we would use clothes, to, which a person needs to cover himself. It's more made l'chvoido, it's made to honor himself. A person today, a lot of times, the way he wears the coat, that's how you can identify what he is. It is more the identification of the type of person you are, the type of coat you wear. And a mechubadiger mensch goes a mechubadiger coat. So Mamele, he says, Haltishke Shem Beged, and it's a Beged which is potter from tzitzis. Does the Beis Yosef say again in fact? Oh, see, that's the kasha. That I, we also nanny it because of his chamer when it's cold. He says, but that's not the main intention. The main intention when you're cold, you put on a jumper. Yeah, that's true. In the business, it seems that they had even in. He says he lived in the warm countries. There was a certain material which a person put on before he went out on the street. It's very thin. You can see in the olden day clothes, it was perhaps a very thin overall which you wore. But he didn't go out in just your, as we call it, the shirt and trousers, or the bag of tach. He didn't use. He had the bag of talion on top, and therefore that's not called. It's not something which is used. It's a condition that he says. The most great kasha of them is that our talis, which we wear in shul, is also a chvoidoi. When we wear a talis, it's just for the cover. It's not something which we use to cover ourselves. We don't walk around with the talis. And therefore, why is the talis better than the coat? Yes, the talis, the kemfe emfo, this is a remote document of the kasha. It says, the kemfe emfo, the kasha, that's the kemfe emfo, the kasha, because the problem of the Beis Yosef is not only because it's not a baguette. It's when somebody puts on a baguette because he wants to be mekayem mitzvah tzitzis, so that intention itself, using your clothes to be mekayem mitzvah tzitzis, that designates it as a baguette. It's true that the reason why we wear zayde talis cotton and zayde talis cotton is only because we have a mitzvah tzitzis. We don't use it because it's not as extra, it's not an undervest, it's not a vest, it's not used as a shirt. It's not. We use all our other clothes we wear as it is. But it's used for the Mekai Mitzvah Tzitzis. That itself, using it for the intention of being Mekai Mitzvah Tzitzis, that designates it to be called Beged, to be called the clothes. And therefore the talis which we wear in Shul, because we are designating it for the Mitzvah Tzitzis, or Mitzvah Tzitzis is on a Beged, is by default it turns into a baggage. Masha'enkein, a coat, the fidas of Beis Yosef, it's not called, that would not call a baggage. That would be for him from the Yomor's kasha. The Yomor himself says another teretz, and the Yomor says a chiddush, la locha. He said, if all four corners are on the same side, you're not mechuyev b'tzitzis. So I rather again, if somebody takes a normal talis, and like this, some people wear the talis like a scarf, which I say it's a shayla l'alocha, that you know, mekayem mitzvah tzitzis because it's not used as a beged, that's not the way you wear a beged. Of a mitzvah, the four tzitzis being together on the same side, it's not a problem because they don't have to be that way. Therefore, Moshul in Krishma, when the minig olam is, we take all four kantas, we put them together, so then it's not a problem because as soon as Krishna is over, you can let it go. The tzuras ha-beged, the tzur of the beged, was not made in a way that the beged has to have all four corners on the same side. And we given, he brings a medrash, that the inyan of tzitzis is that there should be shtei knofes ma'achorov, shtei knofes melfonov, and therefore, he says something which has all four in the same place is nisht mechuyev in tzitzis. So the kasha was under a frame, the prima golden frame, the kasha, and the din for shnei knofes, lefonof, shnei knofes, lachrof, is not likuva. It's not ma'akev in the chiyah mitzvah tzitzis. But it can say that no more held, as if we hold ma'alocha, kol shein roi lebila, ein bila ma'akev is ben, is bila ma'akev is ben, kol shein roi lebila, is ein bila ma'akev is ben. Something which has the ability to be proper, to be rekayim the din itself doesn't disturb it. But something which doesn't have the ability, it disturbs it in the chiyuv, and therefore, in the four corners, if you have all four corners on one side, you are more held as zayne roi lebila. You can't be mekayim this medrash of having extra corner of a specific on each side, two corners on a specific on each side, and therefore, the more holds it's potter. That's the limitzchus why we don't make tzitzis on our coats. But Yosef himself has another tzad that if we would have put tzitzis on the coat, the bottom tzitzis would be on the floor on this bizayin hamitzvah. It was a great chiddush that because of that you should patter because there's an eitzah. Even if you have tzitzis which are hanging down, you're not allowed to the shulchan aruch. They not allowed to make tzitzis, not allowed to be long that they drag themselves on the floor. But so then you pick them up like in anything else. You can make a kiss, you make a pocket, and you put them in the pocket like the people do today. They gartle, they put the tzitzis around the gartle. The reason why they do that is because the back tzitzis should not be on the floor. That's not marked in the mitzvah tzitzis. So the mice and the terutzim are pretty schwach. It's a schwerer terutzim. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchila, a person should make one of its corners on a normal coat. You should make one of the corners. I think normally you make it in the bottom corner. Then you should make one of the corners down. As it states in Mishnah Berurah, he says to Yerushalayim, Yasses, it's anything Yerushalayim. The emphasis is if you look in the Yerushalayimers, all the Yerushalayimers, the way they walk around with the reklach,
around here.
They have it round. That's because
of. What's stuck around here? What's Charlie put tzitzis here?
No, they don't. They make it round.
No, I'm saying, but Louis, it's here. If it's not
you have to make tzitzis. Okay, yeah, because they're choshish to this year. They're choshish to this tzad. They want to be makib in the tzad. And therefore, the choshish in that tzad, the mochiv, it was in this mochiv mitzitz.
I don't understand, because it's only
if they're
all four on the same side.
Yeah, but all four on the same side. The Ramah says that is a simit pattern. It's not, a lot of Achronim have time, as the Primogodim is very not happy with this reason. And the Primogodim says that, Be'emes, it's not Leikuva. That's it, it's Yitoch.
I'm saying, but why do you have to make it round?
To avoid, because it's not everybody, because to avoid, we shouldn't get into a situation that we should have to make tzitzis. Because not everybody is masking to the Teretz of the Ramah. And the thing is with the Teretz of the Ramah, the Prima God himself is not very happy with it because he said it's not Likuva and that's not the Ma'akiv in the Tzul Sabeget, and therefore he says you have to, Be'etzim, in a normal coat you should be putting tzitzit. Lamaisis, Avad al-Aloch Lamaisis, the B'Tzitzit already said the Minigoylem is not the tzitzit on the front coat, but it's Nishla Zeposhe. It gets more complicated is this one which I wear, the frak. It's more complicated because this one has six corners. Because it has four in the front, and two in the back. What? Oh. So the other people, what they do is they sew up the splits. What? No, I'm talking about all the front, if you're going only on the front corners. So again, the Chassidus is talking about the front corners, not the back corners. The normal coats and the Chassidus Reklach are all safe because they have no back. It's only the Litvaks which made problems. Which some of them are Ruban Pasuach. So the emphasis is Dorach Gezele Atzisol and Shemaiser, which sew up the slit of a frak to make sure that it's not Ruban Pasuach to avoid the problem. What's most of the meaning is the way today fraks, you have to make one in the back. Because in the front, it's not going to help you because you have four corners in the front. So even you can do the bottom one. So the Mishmur Be'emes says, in a frak you should make three corners around. To avoid all shitters, you should make three corners around. Oid lo yoisi oisikach. I haven't seen these people doing it that way. But I did see that some people are sewed up the frak, they sewed up, it should be ruvu persuach. And the Be'emes says it's taller very much in the build of a person. Because from the shoulder till the waist, a lot of times is Reuf Beckett, in the middle there's no problem. It's It's not a, how it's sowed, but if you close up the Rosh Pesuach, then you're avoiding completely that problem, and then you make another round one on the bottom, together, you've got another round out of all the problems of tzitzis. That is the halachic part of today. I want to say, it's very interesting, there's three parshas at the end of this week's parsha. The first one is V'chisishku v'loisasu eskola mitzvah so'ela shadiba Hashem al Moshe. It's talking about when the shogeg you did Avera, which the Avera includes all mitzvahs. And Rashi says that what are we talking about? Somebody does the shogeg all mitzvahs. Rashi says it's Avodas Kechavim. Avodas Kechavim is b'chlal kol mitzvahs. And Avodas Kechavim has changed because that's, when somebody serves Avodas Kechavim, with that he ruins himself. Is basically kofer on all mitzvahs. Then comes the parsha of Shabbos, which we know the parsha of Shabbos. Shabbos is kulo keneged kol mitzvahs, and that's why the din is on Shabbos. And mechal Shabbos for hesia is choshut b'kol atoyv kulo. Normal person does a specific aveir, he's only choshut to that specific aveir. He's not chayv. If you don't assume to him that all other mitzvahs doesn't keep. Some days mechal Shabbos because Shabbos is kulo. Connected kolatir kula, therefore he has a din is a chosh a mumol kolatir kula, and then the third parsha, which is tzitzis, which of them say to risem oisom, risem oisoy, uschartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem, which also again, which mitzvah tzitzis is also shkula connected kolatir kula. These are the three mitzvahs at the end of this week's parsha, which all three of them are considered. Connected collateral kula. We'll try to perhaps to explain a little bit of a point in it. Now, I always had the kasha that if this parsha of Avodah Zorah is speaking about if somebody is doing Avodah Zorah, so why doesn't the Torah spell it out? The Torah speaks around the bush. The chesishgu, you make a shogig, v'leisasu, and you're not going to do it. Kol mitzvah se'ela ashadiva Hashem al Moshe. You're not going to do all mitzvahs. And the mefarshim bring down that. It starts out, the other one to learn that this mitzvah is talking about somebody which was brought up in a gracious fever, never knew about Judaism, so as soon as he knows that there was Judaism, he has to bring a chatos. The kasha of them is that Zakob and chatos needs to have a yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'soif. There's no yediyah b'tchila. He never knew of anything. Or b'sidah z'abshat, not in the poshut, in the reading of the apostle, would go much better. The Rashi says, it's referring to Avodah Zorah. And the question is, why is Avodah Zorah? It's true, it's the Torah expresses Avodah Zorah, the Chisizku v'loisas is kol ha-mitzvahs ha-shitzir ha-shanoreshim. Why is that excluding any mitzvahs which the Rebbeinu Shlom did, so told to Moshe? And the pshat in Den L'chorah is pashut, that a mitzvah has no shem mitzvah only if you're recognizing who is the mitzvah. A person who does a mitzvah and does not realize that the mitzvah comes from a source and has a reason, so then the mitzvah is missing in its essentially in its mitzvah. Because the Yisoid is become to Medrash, the Medrash says that by Matan Torah, the Klal Yisrael said that we want Rebbeinu Shlom Gzer Aleinu Gzerois, is the Rebbeinu Shlom said, first Kablu Malchusi, the yisoid of any mitzvah is only as long because you are accepting that the reason I'm doing the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is doing is because the Rebbeinu Shlom told me to do it and I'm obeying his orders. Because that is the yisoid of doing every mitzvah. And that's why there's no such thing as a big mitzvah and a small mitzvah. And when Yonah says, why? Shein l'stakel ala mitzvah el ala mitzvah. Because the yisoid is any person who does a mitzvah in the real way, by doing any mitzvah, he is admitting, and he's admitting that there is somebody who is in charge, is given an order, and I'm obeying the order. This is Kabbalah Zeh Malchus Shemayim. This is accepted with any atzias mitzvah. You've accepted that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the one running the show. Now, Avodah Zorah, the side of Avodah Zorah is to understand that the Sodom noch hakoyach. If somebody believes that there is another koyach which Kiru could decide besides the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then he's ruined the mitzvah. Then he's killed the whole idea of every mitzvah. Any mitzvah he's doing now is not doing for the right purpose. The right purpose is the acceptance that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Yochad U'Miyuchad. He's the only one, and he's the only koyach, and there's nothing besides him. As soon as somebody has a belief in something else besides the Ribbono Shel Olam, so doing any belief in something else besides the Ribbono Shel Olam is thus is loisasus kama mitzvahs. That is ruined any mitzvah when we come all which you're doing, because any mitzvah which you're doing, you're not doing to the mitzvah, you're not doing it to some disobey. You believe there's a taka, there is a kerch of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but there's another kerch. Other things also can be in charge, and the emphasis is people have to understand that Avodah Zorah, Amol, was something which we say today it's only left in India. That's where Avodah Zorah is left. But the point of Avodah Zorah exists at Sabem, Kesev, Zorah, Masi, the Odom. People which feel that Masi, the Odom, they have a sense of security. They believe that there is a tachlis in any Masi, the Odom. Sometimes is goyvel, sometimes is bordering at Avodah Zorah itself. And therefore, a person has to realize, in any situation, as the Ribbono Shel Olam puts you, and a person has a Torah, and you want to know what's the eight out of the Torah, the way it's out of the Torah is the Eibishter. Avada, not the Vesavetas, the Eibishter, the Eibishter has given certain rules. A person's not allowed to walk on the street in front of a car and say, Sadar Eibishter, the Eibishter wants to knock me down, he's going to knock me down. Doesn't exist. Because Sadar Mahalach, how a person has to be misnagged. But after knowing how a person has to be misnagged, we have to know the end of the story is, it's cooler tall in the original. That's why in the Parsha is expressed itself, a person has to realize any mitzvah we do, and the emphasis, the union by the Chassidim, we do it all, I think, by Tzvir Soimer. Hashem Yichud Kutche Brichu is to be mekabel this nekuda. Before we start doing a Maaseh Mitzvah, we're mekabel that this we're doing because he's in charge and he's the one who we're obeying his orders. And that is the whole inyan of Hashem Yichud, that the person has to do the Mitzvah because he's obeyed, because Oindem felt us in the Chafzah from the Mitzvah. A Mitzvah has to be done, and any Mitzvah we're doing, that's why before Krishna, there's an Indian in Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona. A person has to stop for a second. And before he's Mekabel Oyim Malchus Shemayim, to think, what am I doing? Especially Krishna, because Krishna is going to be, a person is properly Mekabel, Echol HaPochus, B'Shas Mais, he's Mekabel, the Rebbeinu is in charge. So then it's Adin, Adas V'Shoino Oysa. Anything which you do later, you're doing Adas V'Shoino, and it's following the Mekabel Oyim Malchus Shemayim, which a person did previously. That is why the Torah expresses itself, because Avodah Zorah, believing that somebody else in charge ruins any Maaseh Mitzvah we do. And the same thing exists in Shabbos. The Yesod of Shabbos is, a person gives up anything what he does. B'meshech the week, star aloha, fakir, there's a din, v'rachtiru b'chol asher tasa, a person has to do asiyah, a person has to do Shabbos, and has to do Shabbos, Shabbos, everything is done. It's called Olam HaNeshamos. The Yisod of Shabbos is where the Neshama is in charge. But the Yisod of that is when we believe, a person is in complete belief that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. So that's where he can give a day and he can close everything down that day. And the person who keeps that day properly, then with that he proclaims. He proclaims as the Ribbono Shel Olam is completely in charge, which that turns every Maaseh Mitzvah on that's why in Mishneh Berurah steht as Hazach, I think B'Shem Darizal, as every Maaseh Mitzvah Shabbos is double. And the sort of the double Shabbat is because the Shabbos itself is a proclamation of the Ribbono Shel Olam of Allah Boss, and you're doing your Mitzvah, then you have it double. That is the sort of Shabbos, and that's why this the connection of the Zohar and Shabbos is very well intertwined. And the third connection is tzitzis, and the side of tzitzis is actually what the translation of tzitzis. Some people call it tzitzis is because of the corners. Rashi says al shem rishem, it comes from metzitz min acharakim. The side of tzitzis is to look. And the side of looking by mitzitzis is risen oisoi, whose heart is called mitzvah Hashem. The school of tzitzis is that tzitzis has the ability to remind the person again that the you remember all the mitzvahs. How do you remember all the mitzvahs? Because when you see the tzitzis, there's a school of Rashi says yam tchilus deyvelo yam yam deyvelo rikia regid deyvelo mikisa hakovet. But the emphasis in the Gemara's mavu klal as a risen oisoi. Even goes on the Lavan also. Even we don't have tcheles, that's why by tzitzis, we all hold our tzitzis in front of our eyes, because it started a risen meisah of the Lavan. The schooler from the tzitzis is not dafka on the tcheles. You know the famous Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara in Menachos says that the Talmud, I think the Talmud of Rav Meir, heard of a wanted to be nichshel with a lady, which was the Kracha Hayam. And he even went there, and he traveled there, and he paid her, and then by the time he's preparing himself, he stopped and he backed out. And she asked him, what mum did you see me? So he said, when I took off my tzitzis, doma like alba edim. The tzitzis itself looked to me like four witnesses which are going to witness my avera, and therefore I backed down. The Gemara says, as this lady was so nispol from him, that she decided she'd be nisgaya, she married him. They married afterwards. She came back to Rameh and she was in this guy and she married this person because he had. But those are the school of a Siddur in Tzitzis, it's Doma like Eidim, which we see where we proclaim the Rashkoch of the Rebbein Shlom. The Rebbein Shlom in the Tzitzis, there's a school of when a person looks at the Tzitzis, as it takes away. A person reminds himself as a schoolish boy, reminds himself as a Dara Benishlim, and then a person behaves and doesn't do things. In Brisk Zok Peniba, as that the Prime once was a met up as a Chassidish Rebbe, and the Chassidish Rebbe was telling Moifsim of his Rebbe, whoever it is, and then once it turned out to Prime Noon Baikas Echdo. And after five times, Reb Chaim said, okay, you want to know, I'll tell you. And Reb Chaim sat down, and he said over 30 mitzvahs of the Beis Halevi. Now, the problem is, the Biskorov heard the first three, and then he said, after every time, he said, oh, but once mitzvahs mean, go on, it's been made in the Medavis Nishda Tzeilam. So after three times, the Biskorov left, we only know the first three. But one of them was, that the Biskorov, the Reb Chaim said, I was a child, and I came home, I was terribly in cast. He had the tantrum, that's why we call it today. And the Beis Halevi took his tzitzis and said, Chaim, cook of the tzitzis. And Reb Chaim looked at the tzitzis and he said, it's my very young, the ganze cast. Well, those are the schooler, those are Nishke Mephis, those are the Emes, well, those are this reason, but it's like, it's hard, it's supposed to get there. Remember the mitzvahs, this is the three parshas of the end. So a person has to remember the Rebbein Shlom, and we remember the Rebbein Shlom, and we live the Rebbein Shlom, and Hashem will be zecher to Yeshua's in the chams.
Just a small order.
You want to say Tehillim?
I say Tehillim.